question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, today's personal connection segment of the show, we're going to take it a different direction as we catch up with show friend Scott Keys, and we're sponsored by another new show sponsor that we want all of you to support, MacWeldon.com/Carrie. All right, I want to talk to all the guys out there in our audience across the country, because just in time for spring and summer, you can join me and take both your style and all-around comfort to the next level with the brand that's reinventing men's basics, Mack Weldon. Whether you're on the move traveling, working out, going to work, on a date, or just looking to up your style, MackWeldon.com/Carrie will have you looking great. They deliver a wide range of customized fabrics that can keep up with you no matter how you like to enjoy your travel adventures, from their hoodies, underwear, polos, active shorts and socks, and more. Frankly, everything in the new Mack Weldon spring collection adds fresh patterns and bright colors to your wardrobe. As a listener of our show, save 20% on your first order right now at MackWeldon.com/Carrie. So go check them out. They pretty much have everything you're going to need or want. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Scott Keys, founder of a website that we like, scottscheapflights.com, has been on with us multiple times over the years. He's joining us today in the personal connection segment of the show because he's written a book that shares his personal connection to travel, including his humble beginning, as he was the guy who knew how to find budget-friendly flights for his friends and family, which led him to building his company that has saved travelers over $500 million on flights since 2015. Here's Scott on that show hotline.
Welcome back to the show, Scott.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you back with us. So, Scott, listen, the entrepreneur and the CEO in me loves when I hear your story. And it really doesn't matter how you say it, because $500 million in member savings for travelers since 2015, it's no small task. So sincere congratulations on what you've built at Scott's Cheap Flights.
Thank you so much. And, you know, somebody who, with a young daughter who doesn't get to travel quite as much as I'd like to these days, being able to live vicariously through our members' trips and being able to help folks be able to get those, you know, $202 round-trip flights to Tokyo and those $200 round-trip flights to Alaska, that's what really brings me joy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm sure it does, for sure. And, you know, since you're in our personal connection segment of the show today, I want to rewind to the beginning, so to speak, for everyone listening. What began really as a simple, I think it was $850 flight to Milan that you found for $130, turned into friends and family asking you to find them cheap flights. It's mushroomed from there. So when you're in a quiet space, or I don't know, maybe you have a minute to reflect on where your life has taken you, what goes through your head?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just how incredibly serendipitous it all is when I look backwards, because, you know, there's two things to know about me. One, I wasn't born a cheap flight expert. And two, I was never really an aspiring entrepreneur. You know, a lot of folks start companies, they really want to start a company, they want to be a startup, and then they're looking for their million-dollar idea. But for me, I was never, that was never a goal of mine, that was never an aspiration. I was just a guy who wasn't making much money and wanted to be able to travel and afford to be able to fly to places like Europe and Asia. And so when I got really dug in, started researching airfares, trying to figure out how are people getting these cheap flights I keep hearing about but couldn't seem to find myself, I started to get really good at it, started to learn sort of the intricacies of how airfare behaves, and then just serendipitously, again, found that $130 round-trip flight to Milan. And the funny thing about it was that I did not wake up that morning expecting to book a flight to Milan. That was not on my radar whatsoever. But when you find a $130 round-trip nonstop flight to Italy on United Airlines with two checked bags, of course, you know, there's no question in my mind, yes, I'm booking that flight. And so when I got back from this trip, you know, all my friends and coworkers kept coming up to me, hey, Scott, I heard about that great deal you got. Hey, listen, next time you find a deal like that, can you let me know so I can get
it? Yeah, hook me up, right.
So that's how I started telling family and friends, and it just kind of grew from there.
Well, it definitely grew from there, and I think that's what's so interesting, Scott, which also plays into the title of your book, Take More Vacations, because the way you went, it wasn't the traditional way of, oh, I'm going to pick a destination and then let me find the flight. You found the flight, and that led you to that destination. So I'm sure that in this book, you don't give away all your trade secrets that have come from years of trying to master this really complex network, which it is, of airline pricing. But in the book, which I kind of see as part memoir and also part consumer advocacy, you definitely give good information for all of us as to some of the tricks of the trade here. So I'm curious, what prompted you to write the book and share some of these tricks that I think are really the backbone of your business?
Absolutely. So one of, you know, I was really kind of struck by this a conundrum I kept going over my head. You know, we all want to travel more than we actually do. And I tried to figure out, well, why is that? Why aren't we able to take as many flights and take as many trips as we all say we want to? And I figured there were two possible causes, time and money. Now, you know, not enough time is certainly a case for many people, but I actually don't think that's the case for most people. Turns out, when you look at studies, more than half of Americans get vacation time from work. They don't use all of their vacation days. We collectively leave about a billion vacation days unused every year as Americans. I think the larger culprit for most people is the confusion and anxiety of booking flights, because it is one of the most uniquely torturous things we buy. You know, the price today looks nothing like the price tomorrow, which looks nothing like the price the next day. And yet, if you want to travel to Europe, if you want to travel to Asia, if you want to travel even more than a few states away, you know, airfare is not optional. Airfare is, it's essential.
Absolutely. You have to
buy a flight. And so trying to demystify and trying to take the flight purchasing and flight booking process and make it accessible for people rather than this thing that's a headache that adds to our anxieties rather than take it away was really kind of a goal of mine, because I figured, look, if people can unlock how airfare behaves and how to put themselves in a position to get cheap flights, all of a sudden they're able to afford three vacations for the price that they used to pay for one. And they're able to visit three times the number of destinations each year than they used to be able to. And that just has all these amazing knock-on effects where, you know, cheap flights, you know, I'm out here preaching the cheap flights gospel, because not just because I love saving people money, but because I've actually found that cheap flights are happier flights. They're happier trips.
Well, not only that, because hopefully people take that money and they'll put it into something else from their travels as well, or at least they feel that they can because they weren't paying so much for the flights.
That's exactly right. So one of the people that I profile in the book is Chandra Miller, and her sister grew up huge Beauty and the Beast fans, you know, which apparently is set in the Alsace-Lorraine village, a region of the French and German border. And, you know, growing up, they figured, oh, maybe someday we'll be able to visit there. Who knows? Airfare is really expensive. It had stayed a someday maybe dream until one day they found, you know, they got an alert from Scottish Flights about $300 round-trip flights from their home airport of San Francisco to Paris. And all of a sudden, you know, they were used to having to expect to pay $1,200, $1,500, you know, three or four or five times that price. So they booked flights for the entire family. And not only did they get to Paris for an incredibly low price, but they said, well, with all this money we saved, why don't we take a train out to Alsace-Lorraine region? They took the first class train because they'd saved so much money. So they were able to take a better trip as well.
Well, that's well illustrated. As far as what you've been able to do.
Self-imposed pressure that we often have when we overpay for flight.
Right. Well, let me ask you, so we've got about 2 minutes or so. Clearly the summer season will be here. We're 2 weeks. We're going to have Memorial Day. So what are some of your thoughts on how the airlines are operating right now with pricing? I have to ask you that. I'm curious what you're seeing or what you're noticing. And really where I'm going with this, there really seems to be this wide fluctuation out there, at least domestically, with some pretty expensive tickets right now.
And so the funny thing about airfare is, unlike most things we buy, there is no one sort of static and stable price for what it costs to fly to, you know, Hawaii. What does it cost to fly to Barcelona? The same flight will be $800 today and $300 tomorrow and $1,300 the next day.
It's madness.
And so while if today's fare is expensive, my best advice is be patient. Wait for tomorrow, because it is likely to be able to change and hopefully drop in price. And here's the reason why I'm bullish on the outlook for cheap flights. You know, many folks kind of got attuned to how cheap fares got during the pandemic, but what a lot of folks miss was just how cheap flights were before the pandemic. We have been living in what I call the golden age of cheap flights, and we've been living in it since 2015. And so if a resurgence in travel demand leads to pre-COVID airfares, we should be so lucky. That will mean we're going to continue to see, so, you know, those $300 flights to Japan and those $250 flights to Barcelona, a plenty that we saw before.
Well, that's where we all want to get back to.
Right.
There are still some chapters to be written there for that to happen, but at least we're on the right path. But folks, listen, you can connect with Scott and frankly his team directly. You can do it at scottscheapflights.com. We recommend the website. You hear that pretty frequently on the show. You can also find his book, Take More Vacations, on the website as well. So again, that's scottscheapflights.com, or just pick it up through your favorite bookstore. Scott, really enjoyed the catching up with you today. Thanks very much. Have a nice weekend, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Scott, so fun. Thank you.
Take care now.
Bye.
All right. Well, you certainly can hear his passion and the transformation, Mary, that Scott has had. Well,
yes.
He has helped so many people travel.
Yes, that was quite the personal connection. All right. If you've used Scott's Cheap Flights for your own travels, we'd love to hear about your experience. Just go to our website at rmworldtravel.com. Send us a message using the Contact Us tab, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.